Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a brand strategist, a marketing guru from Nigeria, Mr. Aba K. Ndukwe. Aba, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Aba is a brand strategist with Optivity now, and he's a brand coach. So let's talk branding today. Tell me about Optivity now and the work that you do.
Okay, well, Optivity now. First things first, let me thank you for having me here today. I really do appreciate. And Optivity now is into customer care, customer service call center. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're based in the United States. Colorado, to be precise. I'm a brand strategist in Optivity now. Before working with Optivity now, I was working with other SMEs. I started as mine, you know, with my own business. Okay, and I think it became a successful journey, a beautiful journey. So what I do is as a brand strategist. Brand strategist is all about psychology too. Okay, you need to really understand the behavioral pattern of your clients. You need to understand the market trends. You need to understand the weaknesses, you know, of your client. I think as a brand strategist, your goal is more like a sheep and a shepherd, right? Yeah. So the job of the shepherd is to guide the sheep through, you know, and make sure everything goes right with the sheep. Because then if you do your job well as a shepherd, right, you have a very beautiful, you know, a big sheep, a lovely sheep, a sheep that, you know, is beautiful. If it's a farm produce, it does well. So I call myself a guardian most times.
So as a brand strategist, what goes into building a successful brand?
Yeah, building a successful brand, like I said the most important thing in marketing is care. Okay. You really need to care about, you know, your clients. You need to care about those working with you. You need to have clarity. You know, clarity gives you a vision. It gives you an idea of what you're going to do. Those working with you have to have the same clarity as you. We have situations where companies, the visionaries are not able to, you know, to illustrate where they are heading to. So when there is a gap between the visionaire and those working with the visionaire, there will be problems. Also, care is very important, because you really need to care about those working with you, because when you care about them, they care about your clients, right? A lot of things go into building a brand, but I always say the most important thing is humanity is care, because the goal of the promise you give in your brand is all about adding value. Right. And it's going to show later on. If it's about money, you know, business is about money, yes. But the major foundation should be on care. When people know that you understand their pain point, you understand what they feel, you are patient to listen, to understand, to find the right solution using your skill set, then, I mean, consistently doing the same thing over a given period of time, you end up building a brand for yourself. So I tell people, building a successful brand is all about doing or fulfilling that promise consistently over a given period of time, just like when you have Coca-Cola and other big brands.
Right, very interesting. And, you know, from a strategy perspective, how has branding changed over the years now with so much digital media coming in?
Yeah, when branding initially started, I think a lot of people thought branding was all about just, you know, a lot of people today, they think branding is just stamp, you know, let me see, just stamp it, maybe like a logo or your complimentary card, and that is it. So initially, because the truth is, the world is changing, the business climate is changing, people are more wiser, people are more intelligent, people have gotten access to get so many information. There's a lot of noise in the market space. So branding has developed from, or has evolved from, you know, just having a logo or a stamp into trying to connect you know, trying to understand, you know, the behavioral pattern of the people. It's not about perception too, because then when I understand the behavioral pattern, it makes me, you know, because that piece in branding, I talk about perception a lot. Brand is not about perception. Before people want to deal with you, you know, they want to trust you, you know. So you are trying to build a personality or a perception of the go-to person or the solution to their problems. So you can realize that branding now also has, it's not about experience people have with you. I have a good experience with, you know, on your platform. Tomorrow I'm going to keep talking about it. Oh, I was just auto-judge and it was super nice. It's super nice. Everybody want to go and Google about auto-judge. I actually want to, you know, be successful so they can be your platform.
Right. Right.
So you find that your logo wasn't what sold me. So branding has evolved, you know, from just having a logo or a website into actually, you know, being human.
So, okay. And how have customer expectations started to change when it comes to branding?
Oh, I'm going to give an example. I have clients who reach out to me and tell me, we started our business 6 years ago. And when we started, it was doing really well, But right now, we cannot keep our clients, or we cannot evolve, or we cannot expand. You know, and you find out that what happened was, well, 6 years ago or 7 years ago, it was all about sales. Just sales, marketing. There's a different, there's a slight difference between branding and marketing. Just get the business, get the product and sell. But you don't have a situation right now where people don't want to be sold to anymore. I mean, you go online and there are a lot of ads. And we now have ad blockers. You know, we are in a situation whereby you are selling what somebody else would have sold to me before. And I might have had a bad experience. So what makes you different? Why should I buy from you when I can buy from someone else? Right? Why should I buy from you when the quality I'm buying from someone is better than your quality? So you need to let me know, oh, you are not focused on maybe quality, but you are focused on what? Economy. Just like Toyota and Mercedes-Benz, right? So you realize that they started well 6 years ago, but in the recent years, it's been a very sharp decline. Because you are not selling to robots. You are selling to human beings. So you really need to know how the human beings think, right? So I will say right now, one of the most important things for every business starting, you know, is to actually have a brand department. Because once you don't have that, you can understand a whole lot of things. You cannot connect rightly. You don't have the right message. You know, branding even goes with your content. You know, a lot of people put out content, but not every content has life. You understand? So there's a whole, I'm not talking about the coaching session right now. There's a whole lot of things right now. But one most important thing I tell people is you are not dealing with robots. You are dealing with human beings. So communication as a skill is very important also in branding. How do you communicate in the right way? So there's a whole lot of things, you know,
Well said. So my next question to you, Ava, is that when you think about startups, and this is the age of startups in every country in the world. As a brand strategist, what would you advise a startup founder on how she or he can build a brand?
Okay, what I would tell people, the first things first is you need to sit down and take out time to discover more about yourself. You need to take out and discover more about yourself. You see, when you are trying to build and you don't know much, it starts from inside out. Okay. So a lot of people miss the point. They just say, oh, this business is paying, or I think I want to solve this problem. But have you really asked yourself about who you are? What are your strengths? How do you align? What are your strengths? What are the things you have? I'm not talking about skill set or all that right now. I'm talking about your strengths, your weaknesses. What is your story like?
Mm.
Because today, story sells.
Mm.
Do you even have a story?
Mm.
Oh, you want to start? Okay, you want to start? I'm trying to think of a practical example. I want to sell clothes. Oh, I want to sell clothes. Yeah. And I think, you know, I love to sell clothes. I love fashion and all that,
mm.
you know. The question you need to ask yourself is, who are your target audience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the truth is, I might be selling clothes. You might be selling clothes, but our audiences might be different.
Correct.
I might be selling clothes. My clothes might have more quality than yours, but they are very expensive.
Mm.
So you find that because they are expensive, they have the quality.
Mm.
You find that my target audience might be different from yours because yours might not have, you know, the quality, but you don't really care because maybe it's just mass pro.
Mm.
Or I might be selling to top executives who can afford it.
Mm.
But what I'm selling to you is a benefit of what? Quality, not economy or any other thing.
Mm.
What do you know about your clients?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about the market?
Mm.
How do they think? Where do they hang out? What platform can you actually market in? Because you could be marketing on Instagram
mm-hmm.
when your target audience is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be marketing on Twitter when your target audience is on LinkedIn. What is the age bracket? So all these are what I talk about, self-discovery and having a discovery. So sit down
mm-hmm.
before jumping. Is I tell people, is consistency in the wrong direction kills. Consistency is good, but make sure it's in the right direction. A lot of people are consistent, but in the wrong direction.
Mm.
And that is because they have not built the right foundation, which is actually taking time to, you know, ask these discovery questions. These are the questions you need to ask before, because these questions give you that clarity that you need. It exposes a lot of things. It makes you know, do I have the strength? What are my weaknesses? Do I have the financial capability? Am I a good marketer? Am I this? Am I that? With all this and knowing about your clients, you know, you can now understand how to go, how to use the right strategy, and everybody can start a business. But the thing is, you need to start from little.
Mm.
A lot of people want to start big. When you start big, you cannot learn. You need to start from the little and progress from there. So the major thing I'll tell anybody that want to start a business is don't do it because your friend is doing it. Don't do it because you just had a vision. No. Instead, do it because you can connect inwards and you can align with it. Everything falls in place.
Very interesting. Very good. What a great response. So one more question for you, and that is that you just spoke about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. How does a startup founder decide which platform to select for branding?
Okay. I always say you have to go, it depends on the direction you heard in. If you look at, if I want to go into fashion, for example, it still goes back to what I talked about before, having a discovery session with yourself, you know, and if you cannot meet a brand strategist who are going to ask you, what is going to help you, guide you through this session to have more clarity. For example, if I want to start, if I want to go into fashion, okay, and the age bracket of my audience is between 24 to let's say 42, right? Okay, I'm going to look at the fact that, oh, a 24-year-old person probably loves, you know, to party, you know, loves colors, you know, because colors are also important in branding. Now, where am I going to find people like this? You know, I'm going to go to Instagram because, of course, Instagram enables me to show up. Instagram enables videos, pictures, fancy pictures. You know, you have a lot of models on Instagram. You know, you have a lot of 24-year-old, 26-year-old, a lot of my people are on Instagram, right? I'm not going to go to LinkedIn first. I might have a company page on LinkedIn, but I'll look at every platform works differently. You need to know that. Meaning you're not going to replicate what you do on LinkedIn or Instagram because these are two different communities and two different platforms that work in two different ways. Right? Cool. So if I take this to LinkedIn, I look at the age bracket of LinkedIn, people in their 40s, right? Maybe retirees, business executives, LinkedIn and pictures doesn't really, really go hand in hand and all that, the models, you know, I'd rather go on Instagram. If I talk about consultation with maybe top executives. I will go on LinkedIn. Right? So on LinkedIn, and I might go to Twitter too, for example. You know, so of course, there's also Google if you want to use Google. But the truth is, 80% of people right now wake up and the first place they go to is their phone. And they start scrolling through their phone. In fact, people don't watch TV anymore. I don't know, but I know most, a lot of people have a big TV in their homes and they don't even watch it. Everything they do is on their phone.
I know.
They're, you know, they're going through their feed.
Yeah.
So you need to really, that's what I said, before you jump in, you need to really take time, 45 minutes, 1 hour, sit down and have this self-discovery questions, because they are going to give you, without that clarity, you're just a blind man, you know, carrying a candy, you know, and looking for a direction. But that clarity is like a candle, you know, in that dark spot and actually guiding you through. Wonderful. So that's just
wonderful. And my last question to you, Ava, and this is, you know, when I'm much older, you know, when I was growing up in marketing in FMC, you know, fast moving consumer goods, etc., we used to either reach out to a Bollywood star or would reach out to a sports person. Today, there is a new breed of influencers. How do people decide how to use influencers and what is the support they can give us?
The era of influencers is now. I think it started probably like 3-4 years ago, to be precise, but I think now it's really, really, I mean, it's the in thing. A lot of people have made money out of being an influencer, right? You see, the whole ideology of influencers, you know, number one was to create an awareness for your brand. Because we realized that, oh, everybody right now is on social media. And the era of television sets and radio is almost like fading away. I mean, everybody has a phone, like everybody's social media. So the era of influencers started with, oh, I have a business and I think it's going to be cheaper, better, faster. Because you find that if an influencer makes a post about your product, and before 30 minutes, you have so many views already. Right. I mean, this doesn't even happen, you know. And you realize, wow, you are riding on the back of the influencer to actually garner these views. I mean, before anybody reaches out to you, they need to hear about you at least a couple of times. So by this era of awareness is big money. These days, it's big money. These days, I mean, it's so crazy that if people don't know about you, you know, you're off already. You know, in the whole in a category of competitions. So people started thinking of celebrities first. Celebrities started the whole influencer thing, but then the era of celebrities right now, I would say, they started having a big competition because one thing with celebrities were they became too expensive. Too expensive. I mean, not anybody would just wake up and reach out to celebrity. You know, maybe it has to be the Nikes and all that. Then number two was the conversion. I mean, after the awareness, you're talking about you want conversion, right? Good. You need follow-up. Now, when you have a celebrity that has over a million followers and he has so many views, most of the time, people are getting wiser. Remember that people now go to realize, oh, okay, this brand is using celebrity to promote. It doesn't necessarily mean the celebrity is using this product. Meaning, celebrity cannot guarantee the product.
Correct.
And people want guarantees, right? So it became an issue of, okay, the celebrity is a brand ambassador. We are getting the awareness, but people are beginning to know it's just marketing. Meaning. Right. Celebrities can actually assure you. I mean, a celebrity is promoting an Infinix phone where we all know the celebrity is an iPhone, right? So what is the guarantee? What is the follow-up? So if you want to use the influencers, what people actually now do is, if I have a drug, I would rather go to a medical doctor or someone who talks about medicine. Because people listen to this person, people trust this person. It's no more about how many followers, but it's now about conversion. It's all about replies. Celebrities don't reply their comments because they are so much. So even when you ask questions, they can't reply you.
Right.
But when you have a little, let me say, a medium-sized influencer that can give you the views, I can also take time to reply your comments. Oh, I love this product. How does it work? And they reply to you and say, oh, it works this way. I've tried it. I've used it. And you can get it through this way. You see what happens.
Yeah.
So now the era is not just celebrities anymore. The era is now spend your money and have the conversion. So people are going now to even micro influencers. We have micro influencers. We have macro influencers. We have mega influencers and we have the celebrities. It all depends on how many followers and also the engagement. So some people can go, people actually reach out to people that even have the 5,000 followers. Because if you have 5,000 followers, you promote my product and you have 30 comments and let me say 10,000 views. And in those 30 comments, I as the brand can go through those 30 comments and even reply those comments. That is better for me than a celebrity that will give me 2 million views and not necessarily comments or reply or conversion, right? So it all depends on you. But yes, and for those who want to become influencers, it has actually, you know, helped a lot of people get jobs. A lot of people right now are earning through social media influencing, 5,000 followers, 10,000 followers. I mean, on LinkedIn, we have brands like Shopinza, you know, that has a lot of influencers and paying really well. So influencers to me are the game right now. But if you want to work with an influencer, I will advise you, get them in the process, right? Just don't pay them to just make a post. No, get them in the process. Get them to understand what your brand does. Because it's not just about posting, but it's about replies and replying, you know, with the intent of conversion. So that is what I have to say about.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What a great response. And on that note, Ava, thank you so much for speaking to me. Fabulous conversation. Love the energy that you bring to branding. Good luck in everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Atajas.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.